This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, pleading like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders, plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Your guess is as good as mine. Coming up at 4:30, our categories, America's most and least healthy states, just released today, and classic board games. We'll play Your Guess Is As Good As Mine coming up after emails on our question, what was the most embarrassing mistake that you have ever made? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Bill. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Hey, guys. So I joined the Navy back in 1987, and at the time, I smoked a whole lot of weed. So they gave me some time to kind of clean up my act. And no matter how hard I tried, I just couldn't stop. So I pretty much smoked until the day I went to boot camp. And first thing that happens when you get there is you take a urinalysis. And the results don't come back immediately back then. And so about 3 weeks into boot camp, all of a sudden a bunch of us get called out. The guys who tested positive for harder stuff, they just kind of disappeared. But back then, if you tested positive for marijuana, they had kind of a special program they would do. And the first thing that happened was they sent those of us who popped for pot over to this place to go get tested again, because apparently they want to make sure they get a good test from you so they can then test you very routinely for the next 6 months as part of your punishment.
Sure.
And when I got there, I didn't know what was happening. You know, I knew why I was there, but I didn't know what was going to happen. I'm scared to death. They put like five of us in the middle of this room with about eight senior people around us, tell us to drop our pants and put our thing in a jar and give them a sample, you know? And of course, all the other guys could produce, but I don't know if I had stage fright or what, but I couldn't pee, you know? So they start messing with me. They play this game called Pee or Puke, where I think I drank about 38 large glasses of warm water. And after about every three or four, I'd have to pull my pants up and do these jumping jacks and then resume to put my thing in this jar in front of like all these people. And so eventually they got tired. You know, I just couldn't pee no matter how hard I tried. So they pulled this notebook out of my back pocket, and we were required to carry these notebooks around, and we were only allowed to write certain things in them. And while I was in the waiting room waiting for this test to take place, I wrote a letter to my girlfriend, and I said, dear Kim, hey, it looks like I'm finally getting busted for weed, but don't worry, when I get out of boot camp and I come home, we can still do mushrooms and acid because they don't test for that.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah, so I'm standing in the middle of this room with a thing in my jar, and they pull out my notebook, and they say, yeah, let's see what he's been writing in here, and they start reading this out loud. Oh, my gosh. I was so embarrassed, and I got in so much trouble. They started beating me with my notebook while I'm standing there with my pants around my ankles. It was like the worst, most excruciating thing ever. But eventually I finally peed, and I probably peed for the next 4 hours after that. I drank so much water I felt drunk, but yeah.
Yeah. Also, how long did it take you to be able to pee? Because, I mean, I understand they want to do a UA, but like a lot of things, man, I can't do this on command.
Oh, gosh. It was probably 2 hours, man. Yeah.
Something else, too, man. We used to get drug tested, and if you drank too much water, that was one way that you could buy some time because you have a diluted sample.
Right.
Correct.
So if you do drink too much water, then they're going to have to test you again anyway. They are going to anyway, obviously, based on your circumstances. But it's not necessarily the best thing to do as far as getting an accurate reading on a pee test for the sample itself.
Right, because you diluted it.
Yeah. So
the whole thing.
Either way, I mean, you're going to have to take another one. But, man, that is embarrassing. If you've never peed in a jar in front of people, it is absolutely – ours was in a cup. But still, man, it was like – one time it was like NCAA had two dudes and a chick. And the chick was pretty attractive.
Right.
But you have to stand in front of them. You have to pull your shirt up to your nipples.
Okay.
You have to put your pants down to at least your knees.
Good look.
You have to stand in front of them. And you're standing, and there's three of you. So you each get one person, but that doesn't mean they're right beside each other.
Sure.
So all you got to do is turn left and turn right and see everybody's junk, see if they're, because they're all looking to make sure you're, you know.
Yeah, it's super awkward.
It's really hard to
pee. Did you ever try to, like, there was, when I was in high school, I didn't smoke weed back then.
Yeah.
But they would always, people were always taking, was it Golden Seal?
Golden Seal, yep.
Yeah, they were like, you got to take that. I remember.
Drink
like,
vinegar. There's a million things people would tell you.
Yeah, it was like July, right? There was one guy that we knew, and he had a pool. I remember if you went to like one of his, you know, go swim in his house, like by mid-July, you'd see groups of dudes just chugging tea and this and that.
Oh, yeah.
Getting right? Because early August, you got to start football, and you got to pee that day.
What else was tricks? You could take a bar of Ivory soap, so they said. And you scrape it, and you put some of the soap underneath your fingernail.
Okay.
And I don't know if it's the calcium. I don't know what's in the, if it's the lime, whatever's in the soap. It was supposed to dilute the test.
Do you believe that?
I never tried it, but that was another one of those things. Where
I just don't trust
any of
this
is before the internet. So urban legends out the ass as far as all the different ways that you can try to, you know, clear your body out. Drink olive oil, too, because it's like a slick system. And it was all a bunch of crap.
You'll poop your pants. Golden Seal seemed to be the closest to the truth that I heard back then.
Because you could also drink a mixture the night before. I can't remember what that was called.
But I knew a lot of guys that they would do the Golden Seal thing. And I know they were stoners, but they would pass their drug test. So they swore by it. I was never.
Yeah. But you could buy it at a bong shop, but you couldn't call it a bong shop. That was the only place.
Tobacco
you could
water pipe.
Yeah, that was the only place that you could buy the stuff. And the kit was $30, which was crazy because an eighth of weed was $20-$25.
Mm-hmm.
So the last thing that you wanted to do, and $30 was a lot of money if you didn't have any money, was to drop $30 on this drink.
You know, they're like, look, it's up to you, man.
Yeah. What was the most embarrassing mistake you've ever made? 206-803.
I mean, nowadays, I feel like there's a lot more products for that stuff.
There sure is.
Like, I know enough people that have jobs where they get drug tested, but they definitely still smoke weed.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know?
But typically, that's the only drug they're really testing for. Because like you said, you could be high on coke and like...
3 days.
They're not looking for
it's
that.
It's out so in
that,
3 days.
But the test a lot of times doesn't show it because that's not what the test is designed for. The test was designed for weed, and the only issue with that is like... Weed's in your system for like a month, right?
Right.
He said, I have not smoked in 3 weeks.
He said the guys had got hard drugs, they just disappeared. That means they did cocaine within two days.
Recently, yeah.
They'd done it the night before.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's why
it's still there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great. But all the chopping and measuring and cleanup... not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Hello, JP. Welcome to the men's room.
Ka-ka.
Ka-ka.
How y'all doing?
Doing great, man. Thank you.
So back in 1987, my family went down to Pacific City, Oregon. And my mom was cool at night. Her and my Aunt Jan would start drinking wine and let me and my buddy Kyle drive up and down the private drive in her 1982 Datsun B210 wagon.
Oh, that's a beauty. I'm kidding.
So we thought it'd be real fun to take it out on the beach during low tide. So we're cruising around, and my buddy's like, dude, watch out for the dry sand. But it was too late, man. The Datsun was up to the axles, buried. So we're like, oh, man, what are we going to do? Try to get some driftwood, put it under the tires, but it's no use. And the thing's just buried. And now the tide's coming in. So we're like, oh, man, this is terrible. My mom's car. What are we going to do? So we thought, oh, well, we'll walk up to the bar where all the locals hang out with the lifted trucks. So we go up there, and we're asking a couple dudes, and they're like, no, we can't. No. We find this pretty cool dude. And he's like, yeah, I'll do it for $100. Only we didn't have any money. But he pulled us out anyways, and we gave him $100 the next day. But man, my mom, she never found out, but we ended up telling her years later. But that was one scary moment.
How many years did you wait to tell her?
I told her about 15 years ago.
When that's about right.
Cool, yeah. Cool boyfriend, firefighter boyfriend, who actually, they asked me to buy him weed.
Okay.
All right.
That's a good time.
Yeah, 1987, that car was still pretty old at the time because it was a Datsun.
Yeah, Datsun.
So Datsun was done in the 70s.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Now, you did the right thing, man. There's like every time I see my parents now, we each share some stories like, hey, do you remember that night? Blah, blah, blah. Then I repeat, well, funny you bring that up. Do you remember the night? Blah, blah, blah. It's because now we all chuckle. There's still a few things my brother and I hold close to the vest. I'm like, they don't ever need to know that. They can be on their deathbed. Like, you don't need to know this because you will still be angry, right? So there's a few things I just don't tell them. But little things here and there, like, yeah, this happened.
Were you guys
happened.
In cahoots?
My brother and I were rarely. I mean, the things we were in cahoots about, we were children. You know what I mean? So that wasn't any big deal. But most of the stuff, they're all close to the vest. They're both individual to us. There may have been other people involved, but not each other. We just happened to know. And in spite of our age and our parents and all that, I'm like, they don't need to know that, man. No. And he's very cool. And this is a man, like I said, this is an NFL referee. And he's still like, yeah, I'm not doing that, man. I'm like, I know, man.
I'm with you. There's a few. They don't need to know.
I don't care
how old they are. And it's just unnecessary.
And I think a lot of it, too, it depends on if in the moment, when you reflect on this story from the past, if they had suspicions about something, those are the stories I'm more willing to open up about. But some things they are 100% ignorant of. And I'm like, I think it should stay that way. I just do.
What was the most embarrassing mistake you ever made? 206-803-ROCK.
There's a couple of those. We'll say you between friends and having a brother. There's been a couple incidents where I said, like, I got to ask. I got to know. You know, and they're like, don't ever repeat it. No worries.
Oh, yeah.
Did this actually happen? Yeah.
I feel like if I'm raising my kids right, they will have the same situation. Like, Dad, there are just some things we cannot share with you. I'd be like, perfect.
Yeah.
You lived your life.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.